Bahan Princess，
请大家同心默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we commend a second session.
Hallelujah. 奉主耶稣圣名开始我们的第二节。
Let's sing hymn 358.
我们来唱诗三百五十八首。
358.
三百五十八首。
Please be seated.
感谢神，请坐。
Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus Christ, we commence our second session.
奉主耶稣圣名开始我们下午的早上的第二节聚会。
Let's turn to book Galatians chapter 5.
我们来看加拉太书的第五章。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 25.
加拉太书第五章二十五节。
Let's start from verse 24.
我们从二十四节开始看。
And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with his passion and desires. Verse 25.
25节.
If we live in the Spirit, let also walk in the Spirit. Verse 22. Verse 22.
22节.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Verse 23.
23节.
Gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. So for us as a messenger of God, it's very important that we have to walk and live in the Spirit.
所以我们作为耶稣的使者，我们必须要能够在圣灵里头行。
But if we want to walk and live in the Spirit, we must bear fruit of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们在圣灵里头行，我们必须要能够结圣灵的果子。
Of course, verse 22 and verse 23, it lists the 9 different fruit of the Holy Spirit.
在22节跟23节这里说明了圣灵所结的各种不同的果子。
But why for us as a messenger of God is so important to bear fruit?
但是呢，为什么身为神的使者？ 让圣灵来我们身上所结果子是这么重要呢？
And we have to understand this fruit only you can bear by being filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们能够结这些果子完全是因为圣灵充满的缘故。
Let's turn the book of Matthew.
我们来看马太福音。
Book of Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
The book of Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Actually rather chapter 7.
第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章。
Verse 15.
15节,
Verse 15.
7章15节,
Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Verse 16.
16节,
You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bush or figs from thistle? Verse 17.
17节,
Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. Verse 18.
18节,
A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Verse 19.
19节,
Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Verse 20.
20节,
Therefore, by their fruit you will know them. So we are familiar with this chapter 7, verse 15 to verse 20.
我们对于马太福音第七章十五节到二十节都非常的熟悉。
These six verses is to tell us which are false prophet and which are the true prophet.
这六节在告诉我们谁是假先知，谁是真先知。
Another word, which of us are truly the messenger of God?
换句话就是说，我们到底是不是神的使者呢？
Because on the end days, there will become many false prophets.
因为在末世的时候，会有很多的假先知。
Even though these false prophets come in sheep clothing,
虽然这些假先知让他们到这里来，外面披着羊皮，
but inwardly they just like wolves.
里面却是残暴的狼。
But maybe sometimes we think about this false prophet, maybe those who come outside of the church.
或许我们有时候会觉得说呢，这些假先知是从教会外面而来的。
But remember, this false prophet maybe is us.
但是呢，我们必须要记得说，这些假先知或许就是我们自己。
Maybe outwardly we've been baptized, you know, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
或许外在呢，我们是奉着耶稣基督的名受洗。
And outwardly we come to observe Sabbath.
虽然在外在呢，我们是来守。
But inwardly we just like a wolf. Inwardly just like a wolf.
但是呢，我们内心里或许是残暴的狼。
So outwardly people think that we are the prophets of God or the messenger of God.
所以呢，在外面或许大家会觉得说我们是神的使者。
But how do we know?
但是我们怎么样真的知道呢？
How do we know which of us is truly the prophet of God?
我们怎么知道我们真的是神的使者呢？
And verse 16, we will know them by their fruit.
凭着他们的果子就可以认他们出来。
So that's why think and reflect about ourselves.
所以我们必须要反省自己。 当我们对着弟兄姐妹大吼的时候，
Can we proclaim that we are truly the messenger of God?
我们能够把自己称为是神的使者吗？
If we scream and yell at one another, we do not bear fruit of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们对彼此在大声吼叫的时候，我们就不能够结出圣灵的果子。
Then we cannot say we are the true messenger of God.
那我们就不能成为神真正的使者。
Because we will know them by their fruit.
因为凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
And we also will know ourselves by our fruit.
那我们也可以凭我们自己的果子认出我们到底是谁。
Because men do not gather grape from thorn bush or figs from thistles. Verse 16.
因为呢，在十六节那里说，荆棘上能摘葡萄呢，棘藜岂能摘无花果呢？
And every good tree will be a bad good fruit, but every bad tree will be a bad fruit.
这样呢，凡好树都结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。
Because it's impossible for a good tree to be a good fruit, or a bad tree to be a bad tree to be a good fruit.
因为呢，我们不可能是好树结坏果子，而坏树来结好果子。
And then on the end we say every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
所以呢，结局就是呢，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火。 活里.
So as a messenger of God, this is the last thing we need to do and continue to do always.
所以呢, 这有, 就是我们身为神的使者必须要不断地去做的.
Is to bear fruit of the Holy Spirit.
也就是要能够结圣灵的果子.
If we truly bear fruit of the Holy Spirit until the end, this means we are truly messenger of God.
所以我们如果能够不断地结圣灵的果子, 我们就真正成为神的使者.
But even though we bear good fruit now, but later we are bad fruit, and then we are nothing but rather a false prophet.
但是呢, 假如我们现在结好果子, 但是之后结坏果子的话, 那我们还不是不能成为真正是神的使者。
Because if we bear bad fruit, we will be cut off and then thrown into the fire.
因为到后来呢, 假如我们不结好果子的话呢, 我们就会被砍下来丢在火里。
So for us, we need to take heed and study this lesson together.
所以呢, 我们必须要谨慎地来 学习这个教训.
Let's back to go back to Galatians chapter 5.
我们再回到加拉太书第五章.
Many times we always know that there's nine different ways to characterize the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我们从加拉太书第五章可以了解到呢, 圣灵的果子可以用九种的层面来看.
And for the next two sessions, I would like to share with you and go into detail why is it so important for us to bear these nine things.
所以在接下来的两堂之 今天呢，我们要来学习我们如何能够结这个圣灵的果子， 从这个九个方面来看。
Let's go to verse 22, chapter 5, verse 22.
我们来看加拉太书的第五章22节。
But the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, verse 23.
23节。
Gentleness, self-control, again, there is such no law. So we can see this is nine characteristics of fruit of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们可以看到呢, 这九种, 圣灵果子特的特性。
And with these nine fruit, we can categorize into three separate things.
这九种特性呢, 能够再把它归纳于三大项。
For example, love, joy, and peace.
譬如说, 仁爱喜乐, 和平。
If every single one of us have love, have joy, have peace, this is, it means that our thought, our mind, is leaning toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果呢，我们能够有仁爱、喜乐、和平的话， 那我们的心思意念就完全 完全地靠向神。
Because love is from God.
因为神就是爱。
And when we rejoice in the Lord.
当我们喜乐的时候， 我们是在主里喜乐。
And when we have peace, the peace come from God.
当我们有和平的时候呢， 我们这个和平是从神那里所来的。
So that's why we can categorize love, joy, and peace that our mind, right, our thought, our heart, leaning toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢, 当我们有仁爱、喜乐、和平的时候呢, 我们的心思意念就完全地向着耶稣。
But the next three fruit of the Holy Spirit is long-suffering, kindness, and goodness.
另外三样这个圣灵果子的特性呢, 就是忍耐、恩慈、良善。
And these three things can tell us how we put our mind and thought toward our fellow man.
这三件事情呢, 这三个层面就告诉我们如何对待我们周遭的人。
Because when we have long suffering or patience, we have patient long suffering toward one another.
因为我们忍耐就是对别人的一种宽容。
When we have kindness, we have this kindness toward one another.
当我们有恩慈的时候, 我们也是对别人的一种宽容。
And when we have this goodness, we goodness to one another.
当我们有良善的时候, 我们其实是在对别人好。
So this means if we have these three fruit of the Holy Spirit, this means our mind, our heart, always do things that is right toward our fellow man.
所以呢, 我们如果能够有这三件事情的话, 我们就对于别人都能够行这样的好出来。
And the last three is faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
最后三件呢, 是信实、温柔、节制。
And these three we can categorize to the thought of ourselves, who we are as a person inwardly.
这最后的三件事情呢, 是对我们自己本身的一种, 心思意念。
Because when we are faithful, this we are faithful of ourselves, but we are faithful.
当我们信实的时候, 我们是对神来信实。
And also when we are gentle, actually, we as a person is gentle.
温柔也是我们自己的一种属性。
And then self-control, of course, is us having self-control.
节制也是对我们自己的一种自我约束。
So this means if we truly bear nine of the fruit of the Holy Spirit,
所以呢, 如果我们能够在这九种层面都结出圣灵的果子的话,
we'd be able to fulfill all the law of God.
那我们就能够完全神完全的爱。
That is our love toward God.
也就是我们对神的爱。
And that our love toward man.
我们对别人的爱。
And then we also take care of ourselves.
并且能够照顾我们自己的灵性。
So because of this, that's why it's so important for every single one of us as a messenger of God to bear this fruit.
这也就是为什么我们身为基督的使者, 我们要结出这九种不同的, 果子的原因。
If you do not have love,
如果我们没有爱的话，
we are not from God.
我们不是从神来的。
If we do not have joy,
如果我们没有喜乐，
we do not have the Lord.
我们没有主耶稣。
If we do not have peace,
如果我们没有和平，
we also do not have God.
我们也没有神。
But if we cannot have long suffering,
但是如果我们没有忍耐，
this means we cannot love one another.
那我们不能够彼此相爱。
If we don't have kindness toward one another,
如果我们没有对彼此的恩慈，
this means we cannot love one another.
那我们不懂得怎么样爱对方。
If we cannot treat one another with goodness, this means we cannot love one another.
如果我们没有良善，我们也不懂得怎么样来爱别人。
But also, if we are not faithful,
但是我们如果我们不信实的话，
this means truly we do not love ourselves.
那我们并不爱自己。
If we cannot be gentle and meekness, this also we cannot love us. We can say we love ourselves.
不能够温柔的话，那我们也不是爱自己的一种表现。
And also, we do not have self-control.
如果我们没有节制，
this means we do not love ourselves.
这样子我们也不爱自己。
So loving ourselves is nothing wrong.
所以爱自己并不是一件错的事。
Because nobody ever hate ourselves.
因为没有人会恨自己。
But what does it mean to love ourselves?
但是呢，爱自己到底是什么意思呢？
Of course, to love God and to love a fellow man.
也就是要爱神爱人。
So that's why the nine fruit of the Holy Spirit is so important for us to understand and to manifest in a Christian life.
所以呢，这圣灵所结的果子，在这九种层面呢，对我们基督徒的生活是非常重要的。我们必须要在每一个层面上都把它表现出来。
Let's talk about love in a Christian life.
我们来讨论一下仁爱在我们基督徒生活当中。
Love is the first fruit of the Holy Spirit.
仁爱呢是圣灵所结的果子的第一个层面。
Because love is so important to every single one of us.
因为仁爱对我们来说是这么的重要。
If we possess all the other eight.Fruit of the Holy Spirit. Without love, we have nothing.
如果我们有达到了其他八种层面，但是没有仁爱的话，这一切全是枉然的。
That's why we have to start right in a Christian life. We have to start with love.
所以我们基督徒的生活呢，就是从仁爱开始。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
我们来看以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Verse 1 and verse 2.
第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 and verse 2.
以弗所书第五章第一节跟第二节。
Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, verse 2.
第二节。
And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. Can you read that?
所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。第二节，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。
We are the children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
As children of God, we need to imitate God.
身为神的儿女呢，我们应该要效法神。
If we want to imitate God, we must walk in love.
那我们如果要效法神呢，我们必须在爱里行事。
I mean, how can it possible for us to walk in love?
我们怎么样如果能够在爱里行事呢？
For example, when we walk into the chapel.
譬如说我们从这走进这个会堂。
We walk into the chapel.
我们走进这个会堂。
Why? Because the chapel is all around us.
为什么呢？因为这会堂呢把我们环绕着。
So this means when we walk in love.
所以当我们在爱中行走。
This love must be very big for us to be able to walk in it.
这个爱必须要大到能够让我们走得进来。
So if we cannot walk in love,
所以如果我们不能在爱里行走呢？
This means we cannot say that we are children of God.
这也就证明说我们并不是神的儿女。
Because look at Christ, how Christ have loved us.
我们来看看主耶稣基督怎么样的爱我们。
And give himself for us.
那他为我们舍己。
An offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma.
当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。
Actually, if you think about God.
如果我们来想想神，
If God died for us not because of His love, this death can never have a sweet smelling aroma.
如果神呢不是因为爱我们的话而死，那这个馨香的祭物呢就再也不会成为馨香的祭物了。
Even though He died for us,
尽管他为我们死
了。But when He died for us, He died with such great love.
但是他是因为用这么样的大爱来爱我们，所以他才为我们死了。
So for us, we need to walk in love.
所以呢，我们必须要在爱里行走。
When we walk in love, we will in a Christian life, we have this sweet smell aroma reach all the way to God.
当我们实行爱的时候呢，我们就当作馨香的供物和祭物来献与神。
But how can we walk in love?
那我们怎么样能够走在爱中呢？
By giving ourselves to one another.
也就是我们要把彼此托付于对方。
This means when we give ourselves to one another, we will be able to love one another fervently.
换句话就是说呢，我们彼此托付于对方，就是要能够不断的全心全意的用爱来对待对方。
By nature, we are very selfish.
其实我们每一个人呢，生出来就是非常的自我。
But if we are in Christ, we should not be selfish.
但是呢，主耶稣教导我们必须要舍弃自我。
Why so many times wife and husband always argue?
为什么呢？夫妻之间常常会吵架呢？
The reason, most of the time, the reason why we argue because of our own selfishness.
会吵架呢，其实因为我们自私的缘故。
If we are full of love, of course, any that person do wrong, anything that they have done, we would be able to forgive them very easy.
如果呢，我们有爱的话呢，别人所犯的错误，我们非常容易的能够赦免。
How about our fellow brethren?
那我们彼此之间的弟兄姐妹呢
？We are brothers and sisters.
我们是弟兄姐妹。
We should be able to continue to love one another until the end.
我们也要不断的爱彼此，直到永远。
Yesterday I was talking to a brother about my father.
昨天呢，我跟一个弟兄在讨论我的父亲。
Of course, my father, I have shared with you, he's 85 years old.
我的父亲已经85岁。
And he's been sick for the last couple months.
这几个月来他不断的生病。
But even though he's so sick because he's getting baptized, I'm really, really excited.
尽管他在生病，但是呢，因为他要受洗，所以我非常的兴奋。
Why? Because even he's baptized and God called him back to heaven, it's really, really good.
因为我觉得呢，他受洗之后，尽管神召他回天家，仍旧是一件好事。
Why? Because when he's baptized, he's clean, right, from all his wrongdoing.
为什么呢？因为他受洗之后呢，就能够完全洗去他的罪。
So because of this, I'm looking forward to see him in the heavenly kingdom.
因为这样子呢，我非常的期盼能够在天国再次与他相见。
Even though before he's my father, I'm happy that he's my father.
我非常的高兴他是我的父亲。
But I tell you the truth, I'm much more happier because he's my brother.
但是呢，我更高兴的是，因为他是我在属灵里面的兄弟。
The day after he gets baptized.
当他受洗之后。
Because a father in a relationship is only temporary in this world.
这个父子的关系只是在这世界上暂时的。
But a brother in Christ is everlasting relationship.
但是在基督里，这种弟兄，之爱呢的关系呢，却是长存的。
So that's why when some of us do wrong against one another,
所以当我们彼此得罪的时候
，do not take it too hard.
不要太在意。
But rather learn to love one another.
但是要学习彼此相爱。
Because this brotherhood is everlasting brotherhood.
因为我们弟兄姐妹之间的关系是永恒的。
We are brothers and sisters now in this world.
我们在这世界上是弟
兄姐妹。In the world to come, we also are brothers and sisters.
但是在来世，我们仍旧是弟兄姐妹。
For this reason alone, we should be able to love one another and sacrifice for one another.
就因为这个缘故，也只因为这个缘故呢，我们必须要能够彼此的牺牲奉献跟相爱。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ have sacrificed for us and loved us.
就好像我们主耶稣基督为爱我们而牺牲了。
Because we're not only His children in this world, but also the world to come.
我们不但在这世界上是他的儿女，在来世也是他的儿女。
So walk in love.
所以我们在爱中行走。
So everything we do for God can become a sweet smelling aroma.
这样子，我们在做的每一件事情都能够当做馨香之祭，在神的面前献上。
First Peter chapter one.
我们来看彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter one.
彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter one verse 22.
第一章二十二节。
Verse 22.
一章二十二节。
Since you have purified your soul in obeying the truth through the spirit and sincere love of the brethren, love one another firmly with a pure heart.
你们既因顺从真理洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
Actually, one thing I want to remind you.
我想提醒各位一点。
Every time we go to verses concerning the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我们每次在提到这个圣灵果子的章节的时候
，He always mentioned that we do it through the Holy Spirit.
他都会提醒我们，我们要借着圣灵来做。
Just like in verse 22 here.
就好像二十二节这里说
，Since you have purified your soul and obeyed the truth through the Spirit. In verse 22. Chapter 1 verse 22.
Right, it's not in the chapter. Okay. 所以在二十二节呢，我们如果看那个备注的地方，这里说呢，从心里有古卷座，从清洁的心，其实这也可以翻译成呢，这爱必须要从圣灵而来。
So through the spirit, so through the spirit, this means you know, a sincere love of the brethren, love one another firmly with a pure heart.
所以呢，在二十二节那里说呢，就当从心里彼此切实相爱，或者从心里有古卷座，从清洁的心。
So when we love one another.
所以我们彼此相爱的时候
We have to love one another to the extreme that we have to love with a pure heart.
我们要用清洁的心来切实彼此相爱。
This means we have to love one another unconditionally.
这也就是说我们要无条件的来彼此相爱。
Of course, we always share that to love one another sometimes it's not easy.
当然要彼此相爱不是一件容易的事。
And for sure we know it's not easy.
我们知道这不是一件容易的事。
That's why this love has to come from the Holy Spirit.
所以这个爱必须从圣灵而来。
And this love has to come from God.
这个爱必须从神而来。
Because the love those who hate us, this is true love.
因为我们如果爱那些恨我们的人，这就是真正的爱。
Because if we love one another fervently,
如果我们彼此的切实相爱
，with our pure heart,
用一颗清洁的心
，this is not true love.
如果不是这样子的话，就不是一个真的爱。所以我们必须爱那些恨我们的人。
The more they hate us, the more we should love them.
别人越恨我们，我们就越爱他。
And love those who persecute us.
我们要爱那些逼迫我们的人。
And pray for them.
为他们祷告。
This is true love.
这是真正的爱。
But it's not easy.
但是这并不容易。
But if we be able to love this way.
但是如果我们能够如此的相爱。
And then we know this love is from God.
那我们就知道这神是从神来的爱。
That's why I have shared with some of you.
所以我已经跟大家分享过了。
If we love those who love us,
如果你爱那些爱你的人
what good is it?
那又怎么样呢
But we have to love those who hate us.
但是我们必须要爱那些恨我们的人。
Because the person who hate us, they deserve the most love.
因为那些恨我们的人呢最值得我们去爱。
Because the most a person who usually use hatred inside the heart because they've never been loved by anybody.
其实呢那些会恨我们的人呢是因为他们从来没有被人爱过。
The reason they do not know how to love because they've never been loved by anyone.
他们不晓得怎么爱因为他们从来没有被人家爱过。
And the reason they do not know how to love because they've never experienced the love of God.
他们不晓得怎么爱因为他们从来没有去体验到神的爱。
So that person deserves the least love, need the most love from us.
所以那些越不配得到我们爱的人，我们就要用越多的爱去爱他。
If we have this kind of love, how wonderful it is.
如果我们有这样子爱，这是一件多美好的事情呢
？Because it's a true love from God.
因为这就是真正从神来的爱。
Just like Stephen before he was stoned to death.
就好像斯提凡在被石头打死之前。
Can you imagine if we were Stephen?
你可以想象，如果你是斯提凡。
Being stoned to death.
被打死。
This is the time that the people deserve the least love.
在那个时候，那些人们呢，的确不配得到他的爱。
But Stephen showed them the most love.
但是斯提凡给他们的却是付出最多的爱。
By praying to God to forgive them for their sin.
他向神来代祷，来原谅他们的过犯。
This is true love.
这是真正的爱。
Sometimes, you know, when we think about love, we have to do big things to show our love.
有时候我们觉得说，我们必须要做一些轰轰烈烈的事情来证明我们的爱。
But love actually comes in many little things.
但是呢，其实爱可以从很多细小的事情来得到。
For example, when I visit Brother Tom in Pacifica Church.
譬如说呢 ，Pacifica 教会的 Tom 弟兄。
Some of us who've been to his room before, his room is very dark, dreary, and very cold.
有些人到过他的房间，那他房间呢非常的黑暗，而且非常的不舒服。
And he probably spent 20 hours, 20-22 hours in his room every single day.
他每一天呢大概花20到22个小时的时间在自己的房间里面。
Especially now he's been really, really sick.
尤其他现在。病得非常病危。
One time when I take the two members to go visit him,
有一次呢，我带两位同龄一起前往去看他。
I've been visiting him for many times already.
我已经看了他非常多次。
All this visitation, I did not learn anything.
在
myself,
在这些访问当中，我并没有学习的。
But when I brought this sister and this brother go visit him, I learned much from them.
但是呢，当我带这对弟兄跟姐妹去的时候，我学习了很多。
Actually, these two brothers and sisters, they don't have much.
这些弟兄姐妹呢，其实并不是很富足。
Every month they try to, you know, have enough money just to buy food and things like that.
其实呢，他们每个月不过就是有一个基本的生活费罢了。
But usually when we go to visit Tom, we bring him to the park.
通常呢，我们去访问 Tom 的时候，我们带他到公园去走走。
And one day when we went to the park,
有一天我们到公园去的时候。
And when we came back,
当我们回来。
And this sister, she had flowers in her hand.
这个姐妹呢，拿了一束花。
And she said, Tom, this flower is for you.
她对 Tom 说，这束花是给你的。
Then we go bring a little vase and put this flower in a vase and put in Tom's room.
她就把这束花呢，插在一个很小的花瓶里，放在这个 Tom 的房间里。
Before, even though his room is dark, dreary, and it's cold, not because of this little flower, because this little love make this whole room feel so warm and so nice.
所以尽管呢，之前她的房间是多么的冷淡，多么的凄惨，但是呢，有这一束花却充满着爱。
But maybe we say to ourselves, what a big deal, you know, with this little flower.
或许你会对自己说呢，一束花有什么了不起的？
If you know the sister,
但是如果你了解这个姐妹的话
，the sister she have legs problem.
这姐妹呢，身上有脚的疾病。
And she walk with a cane.
她用拐杖走路。
So when we go to the park for her to lean over and pick that flower, it's very, very difficult.
所以呢，对这位姐妹而言呢，要她从这个地上拾起一束花，这是一件非常困难的事情。
Because she herself cannot walk very good.
因为她自己并不能够
This means if she leans over to pick up flowers, she's in danger of falling over.
所以呢, 当她要把那束花从地上捡起来的时候, 她很可能自己都绊倒了。
And not only that, if she walked, one hand carrying flower and one hand carrying the cane, it's also very difficult for her.
同时呢, 她做一只手拿着拐杖,一只手拿着一束花的时候, 她要走路也非常的不方便。
But this little thing that she did showed great love toward her fellow brother.
但是这么一个小小的动作呢, 对于她, 的同龄来说是多么一种爱的表现。
And for me, I learned a great deal of love from this sister.
所以我从这个姐妹身上学到什么叫做爱。
Even though she did not have much to offer,
尽管她并没有多少可以来帮助她,
but what she offered is her best, that is her great love toward the fellow brother.
但是她所做的却是最好的, 因为她把她的爱奉献。
So we have to love one another fervently.
所以我们要切实的彼此相爱。
Because when we love, we are from God.
因为当我们爱, 我们就是从神来的。
Why is it love is so important for us as a messenger of God?
为什么爱对于神的使者来说是这么重要呢?
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
我们来看哥罗西书。
Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 to verse 14.
哥罗西书第三章12节到14节。
Chapter 3, verse 12 to verse 14.
哥罗西书三章十二节到十四节。
Therefore, as the elected of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering. Verse 13.
13节,
bear one another and forgive one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, you also should also must do. Verse 14.
14节,
but above all things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. So these three verses also mention different fruit of the Holy Spirit.
这三节所描述的也是, 圣灵果子的不同的层面,
just like tender mercy.
就好像在十二节所说的,
just like kindness, humility, meekness,
慈爱, 谦虚, 温柔,
long suffering,
忍耐,
if we do all these things,
如果我们做这些事,
if we do not put on love,
如果我们没有爱,
all these things that we do will come in vain.
这些事情尽管我们做了,
why? Because in verse 14 say, but above all things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection.
为什么呢? 因为在14节那里说, 在这一切事上, 要, 一切之外要存着爱心, 爱心就是联络全德的。
So when we go out and preach the gospel,
所以当我们到外面去传福音,
when we share word of encouragement with brothers and sisters,
当我们弟兄姐妹来分享一些鼓励的话语,
if we have no love, it become all in vain.
如果我们没有爱的话, 这一切都是枉然的。
But if we do all these things,
但如果我们做这一切,
and then we make this perfection of a love toward our fellow brethren,
而这一切却是出于我们对于 对方的爱,
that's why love is so important.
这样子就有意义的。
We have to continue to love one another.
这就是为什么爱这么样的重要, 我们为什么要彼此相爱。
By loving one another, this means our mind, our thought, our heart is leaning toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们这样子的来爱的话呢, 我们的心思意念就完全朝向着耶稣。
And the second fruit of the Holy Spirit is joy.
第二个圣灵果子的层面呢, 就是喜乐。
Joy is very different from happiness.
喜乐与快乐是不同的。
Because happiness is concerned the things of the world according to the fleshly desire.
因为快乐可以因为, 我们对于世界上的一种短暂的满足而取得。
For example, when at night, if we, you know, we go out drinking, dancing, we drink, and then maybe we can be very happy that night.
或许呢哪一天晚上你到外面去喝酒跳舞那个晚上你非常的高兴,
but the next day that happiness is gone.
但是隔天这个快乐就消失得无影无踪了。
Especially if you have too much to drink, the next day you have a hangover, this means a burn, you spend all day in bed.
尤其你若喝得太多酗酒了, 那隔天你就躺在床上。
This is happiness.
这个 只是快乐,
of course, there's nothing wrong to, you know, to have that kind of happiness.
但是快乐并不是错的。
But as a Christian, what we want to reach is joy.
但是我们真的身为基督徒所要得到的却是喜乐。
Because joyfulness only can come from the Lord.
因为喜乐唯有从耶稣那里而来。
Because joyfulness is the activity in the soul according to the will of God.
因为喜乐是由于我们去遵行神所要我们做的事情而得到的。
Sometimes when I'm at home, I feel like, you know, I share with my wife, I say, you know, I feel a little bit sad today.
有时候我在家里对自己的太太说，我今天有一点沮丧。
And she always asks me this question.
她都会问我这个问题。
Today, did you do, you know, did you do everything according to God's will today?
你今天完全按照神的旨意而行了吗？
she asked that you do what you need to do, right, as a servant of God.
你已经按照你作为神的仆人所该做的事都做了吗？
And at first when she said this to me, I was just saying, hey, what kind of question is this, right?
那我直觉的反应就是怎么会有这样的问题？
But then she keep repeating this to me.
但是她一直不断地重复这个问题。
And then when I was in Hawaii,
所以当我在夏威夷的时候，
I thought about this question many times.
我不断地重复思考这个问题。
Why sometimes I do not feel happy?
为什么有时候我不觉得快乐？
Then I realized.
我才了解到，
because I don't do everything according to God's will.
因为我并不是完全的按照神的旨意来行。
Because sometimes when I have to do this, have to do that, I don't do it, and then I become sad. This means the Holy Spirit, right? I grieve the Holy Spirit that I need to do things that are according to God's will.
有时候我要做这件事又做那件事，但是没有办法面面俱到的时候，就觉得有所欠缺，那我就没有办法完全履行神所要我做的事情。
So in short, if you want to be joyful always,
所以如果我们要完全的喜乐，而且不断的喜乐，
we need to do things according to the will of God.
我们必须一切的事情都按照神的旨意来做。
That's why joyfulness is come from the soul.
所以这个喜乐是从我们的心，我们的灵而来的。
The activity in the soul according to God's will.
而且呢，是我们的心灵能够完全按照顺服神的旨意而得到的。
But many people in the world cannot find this joy.
但是呢，这属世的人并不能得到这样的喜乐。
If people can find the joy in the world, especially in America, why every single year over 30,000 people kill themselves?
如果呢，在美国大家都能够得到这样的喜乐的话，为什么每年会有超过30,000人自杀呢？
Because this joyfulness comes from the Lord.
因为这喜乐唯有从神而来。
It's a gift from God Himself.
这是一个从神亲自给予我们的礼物。
Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 15.
我们来看罗马书十五章。
Romans chapter 15.
罗马书十五章。
Romans chapter 15, verse 13.
罗马书十五章十三节。
Romans chapter 15 verse 13.
罗马书十五章十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节。
Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
Again, we notice by the power of the Holy Spirit.
在这里再次的说，借着圣灵的能力。
That we can find right joy in the Lord.
那我们就能够因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满我们。
So to have joy inside our heart truly is a gift from God.
所以我们心里面能有平安喜乐，这是从神来的一种福气恩典。
But of course, at first we need to do what we need to do according to the will of God.
但是在这个的前提之下，我们必须要先履行神要我们所做的事情。
Then automatically the joy of the Lord will come upon us.
那非常自然的，神的喜乐必定临到我们的身上。
So as a messenger of God, we need to have joyfulness inside our heart.
所以作为神的使者，我们必须要心里有喜乐。
If we go outside, we never joyful.
如果我们出去，但是却没有喜乐。
And we encourage one another, preach to other people. How can people can see Christ inside of us?
那我们也去鼓励别人去传这个福音的，那别人看不到我们心中的喜乐，他们怎么来相信神呢？
Of course, sometimes we say, oh, you know, even though people cannot see joy in us, but you know, the joy is inside of us, right? Inside, deep inside.
或许我们的借口就是说，虽然别人看不到我们外在的喜乐，但是我们的喜乐却是非常是内在的，是内藏的。
Actually, you know, the face of a man, right, that outwardly actually reflects the heart, right? That's what we've been teaching one another.
但是呢，其实我们的脸就反映出我们的心态。
For example, if a person always have to have the hair, right, you know, color and blue, green, this and that, because their heart is uneasy. Of the color their hair, like blue, green, whatever, you know, all the time, right? Change style, right?
如果一个人呢，常常染着不同颜色的头发呢，那这也是一种表现出他们心态的方式。
And maybe we want to go and buy this car, that car, we cannot be happy. This means our heart is empty. Our heart is not at ease.
或许呢，我们要买这部车换那部车，其实这也是反映出我们内心的不安。
So this means what we feel inside our heart, right, also will reflect outwardly to us.
所以其实我们内心所想的就会自然表现于外。
So we say we are joyful. Our life, right, what we do also has to be according to joyfulness.
所以呢，我们如果内心真正感觉到喜乐的话，我们所做的也必须是喜乐的。
But we cannot expect people to say, oh, you know, I have joy, but you try to seek for yourself inside of me, right? It's very difficult to do that.
所以我们很难告诉别人说呢，这心这种喜乐是一种内心的状态，那你自己去尝试着去寻找吧。
So because joyfulness comes from the Lord.
们必须要知道这喜乐必须是从神来的。
When people see us as a messenger full of joy, they see God in us.
当别人看到我们身为神的使者有心里有喜乐的时候，他们就看到神。
And also, joy will sustain us from the time of persecution.
这个喜乐呢，也能够支撑我们来经历苦难。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians chapter 1.
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
First Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
First Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章
verse 6,
第六节
to verse 6,
第六节
And you become followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word of much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit.
并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受真道，就效法我们，也效法了主。
And again, it says here, joy of the Holy Spirit.
在这里再一次的强调圣灵所赐的喜乐。
Because Paul encouraged the church in Thessalonica, say, haven't received the word in much affliction.
在这里呢，保罗在勉励帖撒罗尼迦的信徒，并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐。
So joy gives us this joy will sustain us from continue to serve God as a messenger of God, even though during persecution.
所以尽管我们在大难之中呢，但是这个喜乐就能够支撑我们继续不断成为神的使者。
But that's why in the book of Acts.
所以在使徒行传。
Even though when they start to be preaching the gospel, they put them in jail, they persecute them, but all the disciples have gladness and joyfulness of the heart.
尽管这些使徒们不断的备受逼迫、被下监，但是他们心里面充满着喜乐。
So because of this, they continue to have the strength to continue to preach the everlasting gospel.
因为这样子，他们有不断从神来的能力来传这个福音。
Actually, for me as a minister, I also find joyfulness is very important to my servitude toward God.
身为一个传道人，我也觉得呢，在服事当中，喜乐是多何等的重要。
As a servant of God, if I cannot find joy, then the rest of my servitude to God can be very burdensome.
如果身为传道人没有喜乐的话，那我的服事也变成一种负担。
Of course, sometimes we see things we feel very sorrowful.
当然，有时候我们看到一些让人伤心难过的事。
But in this, during this sorrow, we also find many great joy.
但是呢，在这样子的伤心难过当中呢，我们仍旧得到喜乐。
So because of this joy that I can see and then it sustain me to continue to preach the gospel of Christ.
因为有这样子的喜乐，能够支撑我不断的去传福音。
So that's why as a messenger of God.
所以身为神的使者。
It's so important for us to have joy inside our heart.
非常重要的一点就是我们心里要有喜乐。
And also the last thing about joy, it gives us the hope for future glory.
喜乐也能够让我们对于将来的荣耀有所盼望。
Let's turn to First Peter chapter 1.
我们来看彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 6.
彼得前书第一章第六节。
Verse 6 to verse 8.
一章六节到第八节。
Verse 6.
第六节。
In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you've been grieved by the various trials. Verse 7.
第七节。
That the generous of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes,Though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, glory, and revelation of Jesus Christ. Verse 8.
第八节。
From having not seen your love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. So in these three verses, it demonstrate very clear, we will definitely will go through trial and tribulation.
这几节非常清楚地告诉我们，我们会在百般的试炼当中暂时忧愁。
But during this trial and tribulation, we will have joy.
但是我们仍旧会有大喜乐。
And the reason this joy can sustain us, continue to preach the gospel, because the hope is that store for us in the heavenly kingdom.
但是呢，我们仍旧能够去传福音，去做神的工，因为我们有这个永远荣耀的盼望。
So that's why when we think about the heavenly kingdom,
所以当我们在想到天国的时候
，we can't help but to rejoice.
我们不情不自禁的来喜乐。
Because what is waiting for us?Is worth more than all the things in this whole universe.
因为我们所期盼的是远远的超乎我们现在所得到的。
So that's why, as a messenger of God,
所以身为神的使者
，we need to live a life of love.
我们必须要活着一个爱的生活。
We need to walk in love.
我们必须要行走在爱中。
We need to love one another fervently.
我们要切实彼此相爱。
Because love is the bound of perfection.
因为爱就是完全的。
We also need to have joy.
我们也必须要有喜乐
，because joy is a gift from God.
因为喜乐是神赐给我们的恩典。
Because joy sustains us during the trial and tribulation.
喜乐能够支撑我们在患难当中不断的服侍他。
And the reason it can sustain us is because the hope that we have in the heavenly kingdom.
这喜乐能够支撑我们，因为我们在患难当中仍旧有永远荣耀的盼望。
So when we have joy, we have hope.
所以我们有喜乐就有盼望。
When we have hope, our eyes will open to see the glory that's waiting for us.
当我们有盼望，我们的眼睛就得开，能够看到在那远处我们要得到的奖赏。
So may God continue to help us and guide us.
愿神不断的帮助，
always fill us with love and joy.
永远的让我们充满着爱。
Now let's come up and pray together for 15 minutes.
那我们现在一起到前面来祷告15分钟。
Let's come up together.